What's going on, fam? Welcome to season 3, episode 3 of The Alchemy Yourself. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Just wanted to drop a quick episode. And by quick, I mean it kind of hit me. And it was some information that I felt was pretty special. And I definitely wanted to share it with you guys as an episode and not kind of like as a side commentary. Because I was going to put it as a side commentary, but I think it's important enough to highlight that this can be an episode in and of itself. The episode itself is going to be a little shorter. However, the information that I'm going to give is my own kind of method that I have used in my life and I continue to use till this day in terms of, you know, what this podcast is all about, right? Alchemizing. And I think what I want to do with the Alchemy of Self is definitely share information that's going to open up perspectives. However, the entire purpose of the rebranding was to offer these practical tools to people that are seeking more of a less informational route in spirituality and are really just seeking kind of to know themselves. And, you know, I'll preface that with nobody is ever going to be able to tell you how, you know, you need to go about knowing yourself and understanding your own purpose and you know, why you live the life that you live or why you're here. Nobody's going to be able to tell you that. Not me, you know, not anybody. Better than you, you know, better than you. Because some people might be able to guide you in the right direction, but, you know, I'm always worrisome. I'm always wary, excuse me, with recommending guides and things like that, because I know that in this day and age, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And the last thing that I want to do is encourage people to dive into that stuff. But with that being said, I mean, you know, I have a true and tried method for myself. I've gotten this method from looking into methodologies of shamanistic cultures in South America and Central America, as well as also using my knowledge in my psychology degrees to kind of combine that with that. And so basically this method is based around the concept known as recapitulation. And this concept of recapitulation I've talked about before in prior episodes, but I don't think I've ever outlined it in the way that I'm going to outline it today, because recapitulation is a method used to basically gather back energy that you've left stuck behind at some point in your life. And it doesn't matter what point, as long as you have a vivid memory of it or somewhat of a memory and you can remember what happened, recapitulation is possible. And what ends up happening is that by you going back into your memories and doing this exercise of recapitulation, you actually almost unlock memories within yourself that you may have put away, that your mind and your subconscious might have kind of locked away for whatever reason, because it, you know, it might have been too much to deal with at the time, or you know, millions of reasons why. But you know, recapitulation helps in unlocking some of these memories that we have kind of put away and might have forgotten about. And so the main thing behind all of this is, you know, there has to be a desire for a person to want to better themselves in some aspect or another of their life. And so, you know, kind of, I know how they talk about like the drug rehab programs where the first step is wanting to seek help. I mean, very similarly, you know, you have to want to really, you know, make the change to adapt, to switch up the way that you've been. And the reason being because you've recognized that perhaps the way that you have been in the past has not been conducive to the goals and how you see yourself as a person and where you want to be. And so that's kind of the first preface to it. Not necessarily a step. It's kind of what's required, right? I mean, you know, if somebody's clicking on something, a podcast like mine that says The Alchemy of Self, it's, you know, one of two reasons. They're either curious about the name or, you know, they want to change. And so, you know, that's definitely important. You know, having that desire to want to change, not just an outward desire to want to change, but truly this internal desire to want to change. And so with no further ado, I'm going to give you guys a couple of steps and I'm going to break them down each step and why it's required and what it basically means. And then at the end, I'll kind of give an overthrow and give some examples personally of how this process has helped me in overcoming certain aspects of myself. And not even, let me rephrase that. It's not overcoming certain aspects of myself. It's overcoming the blocks that I put for myself in truly knowing myself. Okay. So before even I give any of these steps, I mean, I put it as step zero just because it is kind of omnipresent. This is what's required in every step of the way of all these steps. This is something that you need to almost think of as, before I do this exercise, I have to put myself in this sort of perceptive state of mind before I can go forth and do any of the other following procedures. And that's fostering inner silence. And what that means is basically you need to be able to silence your thoughts for extended periods of time. Now I don't, you know, I'm not saying that you need to sit there like a Zen monk and you know, for 8 hours and not, you know, I get it. We live in a society where it makes that very difficult. But you need to make that a mindful action that you undertake where you make it known to yourself that you refuse to give in to the inner talk. And so you live your day more so by experience rather than by sitting there and ruminating on your every move, right? And honestly, I will admit that's easier said than done for certain people, but it's not out of reach for most people, okay? This is important because what this sets up is it allows for you to be in the moment and not distracted by things that are not occurring at that moment, right? What happens is when we foster inner silence, we shut off the voices that are worried about bills, about, you know, eating, about, you know, your car, about COVID, about all of these things, right? All these things that affect us on a daily that make us tense, that keep our nervous system very much on 100. When you foster inner silence, you're not giving fuel to those thoughts, right? That doesn't mean getting upset when you can't shut them off. No, right? Because you're kind of, that's counterproductive to what we're trying to do. You just want to get yourself and train yourself to be in a constant mode of making sure that you have this inner peace and it is being protected. And that inner peace is silence, right? This silence internally where you're just able to kind of live in the moment. And what I mean when I say live in the moment is like when you get to this place in nature, right? Like let's say you go hiking and you're hiking a mountain, right? And you get to the top of the mountain. Like the last thing that's going on in your mind is about the bills that you have to pay next week, right? And if it is, I mean, like, then that's problematic to another level. You need a little bit more, right? You need a little bit more oomph on you to shut your mind off. But seriously, I mean, like, when you get there and you see the beauty and you're kind of stunned by what you're witnessing at the moment, you're not thinking about anything other than just taking in this beauty that's all around you. And that's kind of the mode that when you think about it, that's kind of the mode that you need to get into. I'm not talking about like walk around stupefied by everything at all times, but you need to learn how to look at things from a different perspective so that you can kind of harness that energy of looking at things for the first time, right? I don't know if you guys have ever heard that, but they're like, hey, you know, look at her as if it was the first time you ever saw her. Well, that's kind of like a passion, right? Like you're developing this passion for life. I understand that passion development is a little bit hard to do when it seems like everything around you in life is going in the wrong direction. But that's only because you're feeding into the thoughts that are showing you everything that's going wrong, and you're not focusing on the things that at the moment are going right and that truly matter, right? The things that are physically actually happening and spiritually evolving around you, like the connections that you have with your family and the people that you love, like all of those things should motivate you to want to silence the thoughts that try to distract you from being a person who is always living in the moment, right? The thing is, the New Age talks about living in the moment and they just want to ignore things. And that's not what I'm saying, right? Like, what I want you to take it as is, like, imagine you're sitting with someone and you're having an argument and you're telling your mama jokes at each other, right? You can't get offended by the jokes that you guys are telling each other because you guys are in that contract of doing that. And that's kind of what human contact is. I know it's a crude example, but that's what human contact is. That contract of you guys are constantly telling each other things and you either take it, you know, the negative way or you let it ruminate in your mind. And instead of just being an action and just being the daily, you know, the daily things that occur, we take them as like these things that we have to obsess over. And then we create whole realities that aren't even real on these things that we obsess over. That's why the, you know, the importance of inner silence is omnipresent. And that's why I made it as zero, as step zero, because you need to get in the mindset of always having that. Think about your thoughts as energy. And when you look at it like that, think about it as I don't want to say chi, but just think about it as energy. Because I don't want to confuse you guys on the concepts of chi, but just, you know, think about it as energy, your thoughts. Like the more you're letting it go on, right? It's like a fridge that never turns off, right? And you need to use it like an air conditioner where you only turn it on when you need it. And the only way you can really do that again is by giving the mind the time that it requires when it's required to think of things. But when it's not required to think of things, you need to allow your senses to be your guides, not your mind, your senses. In other words, don't think about like when you smell a flower, you can smell the flower, you can appreciate the scent. The mind might be like, oh, it smelled like this that happened 2 weeks ago. Ignore that thought and just again, focus back on the aroma. Simple as that. And it's as complicated as that, to be honest, because a lot of people will have trouble with that. But again, very important to get into that mindset. And if you got to replay what I just said about it and just replay it like five times so you can see I gave you several ways of how you can do this, several examples of how you can do that. You know, definitely, definitely important. So the first part, you know, is kind of after you've gotten to the habit of you know, fostering this inner silence. The second part is the recognition then of the things that afflict us, right? And the things that afflict us, a lot of times we will see that emotions are almost like the flags that we need to pay attention to be able to have this step one of recognition. Most of us just have emotions and we act on them and then it's like, boom, and something happens and whatever, right? That's kind of how, you know, most of us operate, at least majority of people that I know in my life and, you know, myself for a very long, you know, period of my life was operating off of that emotional reaction to something that happened and then just going with that instead of recognizing what that emotion was showing me and then kind of being like, okay, I got really, 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 really pissed off at this situation. Excuse the siren, guys. I got really, really, really pissed off at this situation. And I don't know why I got pissed off. But what happens if we feed into the emotion, it doesn't look like that. It looks like I got really pissed off. I don't know why I got pissed off, but I'm going to remain pissed off. That's not recognizing, right? That's just playing out everything that happens day by day. Just, you know, business as usual. Recognition is stopping that and saying, okay, I got really pissed off at this. Why? If you can't get the answer right then and there, look at other moments in your past where you've gotten that upset. And I'm not saying go back and analyze them just yet. I'm saying recognize them. Grab a notebook and just write them down, right? You don't have to do anything else but just write them down. If you cannot understand why at that moment you got upset, if you are self-aware enough that at that moment you get upset and you know what it is, you just find it difficult to do anything about it, then you go to the second step. And the second step is actually the act of recapitulation. Recapitulation is a form of meditation / kind of hypnosis, self-hypnosis that you employ, where you go in. And the way that you do this is you start from today and you go back and you go back hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, up until you cannot anymore. And that's just like a really rushed way of explaining what recapitulation is. Because what really happens is, as you go hour by hour, you'll realize how terrible your memory actually is in remembering. But you'll also realize how you can remember the times that affected you emotionally very, very, very easily. Not all of them, because again, like I said in the beginning of the episode, some of those things we put away. And I mean like away, 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 like deep, right? So it's important to understand that that process I just broke down is going to take you a few months, okay? If not a year, and maybe year and a half, depending on how much you have stuck that you need to get back. You know, the word itself is recapitulation, right? Recap. There's a recap. You're doing a recap of your life and you're identifying the times where you allowed your energy to get stuck and stagnant. Whether it was that you allowed someone to do you wrong, you didn't speak up for yourself, you had emotions you didn't express, you felt anger and you couldn't do anything about it. I mean, the things that really, like, these are, I'm talking about traumatic experiences. And I don't mean like traumatic in terms of like how people view trauma as the extreme pole. I'm talking about trauma in terms of things that affected you and that left a mark on your being, on your perception of the world, on your perception of life, on your perception of the things that matter, on the perception of the things that don't, on the perception of whether you matter or not, you know. Those are the things that you're targeting. You're targeting those moments when you had those, you know, interactions with people, whether it be a coworker, a random stranger on the street, your sister, your brother, your mother, your grandma, the police, right? Like we have these moments where we've allowed our energy to get sucked in and we left it there. And so we have, we're not complete. We are not complete because we have allowed our energy to be there and it's stuck and it's still there. Because what happens is it's the mind is what records this. And experience is what encodes it into the mind. So it's there in you. It's there in you. That energy is stuck in there in you. And that's why inner silence is very important, because for you to be able to identify that, you have to have that inner silence. If not, it's all going to sound like radio static. You have to have that inner peace, or it's all going to sound chaotic. And so, and then you're going to lose yourself because you won't be able to identify. So that's why I'm telling you, inner silence is the important, before any of this, inner silence is the one thing you should work on. Even if it takes you 5 years to master, it is going to be single-handedly the most effective method for you to better yourself. 100%. You're going to buy over 10 years, 50 books on self-improvement, when for 1 year you could have focused on fostering inner silence and changed your whole life. So anyways, with recapitulation, you're sitting there, you're putting yourself in a meditative state, whatever that is for you. You know, if you guys have questions on that, like I've had many episodes on that already, but if you still have questions on that, you guys can reach out to me. I'll give you guys some meditation tips. I'll kind of walk you through it. No problem. But that's important. You need to put yourself in a meditative state because you need to let go of all the tension that you had for the day, all the BS that's been going on. And you need to focus on the goal. Focus is very important in anything that has to do with your spiritual growth. Focus and attention are key. They're key. So your focus needs to be behind basically stalking your past for this energy that you've left behind stuck. And you should become obsessed with stalking these situations where you didn't have the power, and then just breathing through it and allowing that energy to return to you. You don't have to, you know, for some people it helps playing out the whole kind of drama in their head of reliving the situation and then doing something differently. The problem I see in that is you're not doing anything. You're not changing anything else other than within yourself. When all you need to do is just absorb that back, because that situation doesn't matter, right? You don't need to do it right again. It already happened. Take your energy back. You don't owe an excuse. You don't owe an apology, because again, this is for you and it's you against you. So you're demanding that back from the past version of you that couldn't, that maybe couldn't be that person or couldn't live in that way. So that's hugely important. That mindset is the mindset you need to look at. You're a stalker of your own past so that you can hunt the situations where your power was removed and take it back. And what you'll begin to see is you'll see a development in self-confidence. You'll see a boost in your awareness. You'll see a boost in your focus because you're literally untangling like your mind. You're literally untangling your nervous system thread by thread. That's why I tell you, this is not a slow process. This is a process of six months to a year and a half. You know, it took me like three because I was just mad stubborn. And I'm still at it, you know, I'm still at it. This is not a process you leave behind. This is something you learn so that you could, as a tool, so you can live a better life. So I'm going to move forward from recapitulation, but I'm going to come back to it because, again, this whole process is about that thing of recapitulation. So once you start doing these exercises where you're going back and taking in this information and this energy that you've left stuck behind, you need to truly absorb it, right? And I know I said take it in, but you need to truly absorb it. In other words, you need to put that situation to peace once you take your energy back. You cannot revisit it. You need to put it to peace. That's it. You burn it with everything else. That situation is no longer important. It's no longer valid. You've taken the energy and you already are the person you are due to it. So you don't need it anymore. So you absorb it. You absorb all those things. All these things that are roadblocks in your mind, they stem from your subconscious. And so you need to ensure that your subconscious is what's absorbing it. And that's why I tell people that they need to learn how to do self-hypnosis or some type of trance, some type of trance state, just because it's a lot easier for you to access your subconscious when you're in that state of relaxation where you go into trance. Now, there's many ways of going into trance. You can use drums. You can use certain music. You can use certain chants. I'm not going to tell you all the ways here. Again, I have many episodes in seasons 1 and 2 that speak on this. And if you really, really need an answer, you can message me, on Instagram or hit me up through here and I'll do my best to kind of guide you. But again, absorption is about truly, truly letting that information sit after you've recapitulated. So let's say you did a 15-minute recapitulation and you went back 2 days. You were able to go back 2 or 3 days on events that occurred when you left your energy stuck. At that point, you want to sit there for at least 10 to 20 minutes and just absorb that. Just sit there with what you just felt, that energy you just took back, and play with it. Visualize it within you. It's yours now. You have not had it for a long time. Or even if you hadn't had it for a long time, it left you and now it's back and it deserves to be kind of celebrated. It's a piece of you that's returned, right? We afflict ourselves so much with all the things we've done wrong. We have to celebrate ourselves, and being able to bring that energy back, it merits a celebration in and of itself. So that absorption, you know, take it in. Allow, you know, your energy field, however you want to see. I really don't care. I'm not going to tell you how to visualize it or what it is. You know, there's many of things that you can research on that. I don't want to get into debates because everybody talks about auras and things. And to me, it's more like a luminous field, like a ball of energy, but it's not, it's a hollow. Again, there's way too much for me to describe it in terms of my understanding. The point is you want to absorb the energy into whatever it is that you want to bring it. Some people want to bring it into their heart. Some people want to bring it into their chakras. Whatever you want to do, you want to bring it back into you and secure it. And ensure that you give yourself the props of having gotten over that and being able to recognize that, okay? After absorption, you might finish the meditation. You might be done with it. The next step is reintegration. Reintegration is basically the process of not allowing our regular life from affecting our process of recapitulation, right? Because it doesn't help if we go in and we meditate and we realize all these things, but then we go and then we do the same exact things again, right? So reintegration is the process, again, with recapitulation, of taking those bits of energies and then taking our time with reintegrating what we learned. So that's why it takes so long to recapitulate. Not just because you have to go back, you know, 20, 25, 30 years, however old you are, but because along with what you just harnessed in that energy, you now need to ensure that that energy does not go back to where you had left it. that you do not make the same mistake again. This process of reintegration, again, it occurs with every single session of recapitulation, and you need to let reintegration occur before you go and recapitulate, because then what's going to happen is you're not going to be moving truly in the order that your life has played out. You know what I'm saying? And you won't be able to truly follow that fluidity. And that leads me to the last step, which is solidification through fluidity. Solidification through fluidity is basically, this is a term I came up with that means you become solid, you solidify yourself through the fluidity of being able to be aware, fostering inner silence, and learning from the lessons of where your energy was stuck. So you are solidifying yourself through being fluid, in terms of you are looking at every single situation as if it was for the first time ever. Because you cannot rely on habits, right? That would be solidification through habitual kind of repetition, right? Like becoming, there's a difference between becoming solid and brittle, where you have cracks everywhere and you just appear solid, and then solid and like a tree that with the wind, the tree, it may snap sometimes, but you know how fucking much it takes for the wind to snap a tree? Like, come on. The tree is solid, and it is seen as powerful because of its ability to be solid and yet so fluid, so alive, right? We don't want to become solid and be like, I'm this and I'm that, because the thing is, we learn every day. So the reintegration allows us to reuse that energy that was stuck to challenge the next day, to take on the next day with a new perspective, so that we can choose our actions rather than be slave to the mind and to our habits. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, this is not a process that's going to happen overnight, but this is probably one of the best foundations that you're going to find in terms of self-help for yourself, because it's combining many, many different things. I mean, it's combining trance. It's combining revisitation of past situations. It's combining meditation. It's combining mindfulness. I mean, all of these things that the New Age, you know, kind of gives independently. This is a foundation, which is why I tell you guys it's so important for you to look for a foundation and not just 50 different things to do. And the way you do that, absolutely. I'm not saying don't try all these things out. I'm saying don't marry yourself to the first thing just because somebody said it. Just because somebody is somebody you like and you like the way that they speak and they talk does not mean that their method is going to be good for you. The only way you'll truly figure that out is if you know yourself. And this method that I just gave you is one of the best ways I found to foster that within yourself. It doesn't matter how you approach it. What matters is that you ensure that you understand that what you're doing is you are revisiting the situations in your life to take back the energy and to solidify yourself and allow for you to be fluid and not stuck in the past, to be fully present, fully aware, fully your energy, ready to tackle whatever it is that the world is going to come at you with next. Whether it be blessings, whether it be lessons, it's better always to be fully intact and solid, because then you won't be swayed by people. Too many people get into the spiritual path and they immediately want to help other people. And the thing is, we can't do that. We cannot do that. Trust me, I did that when I first started and it set me back a few. So do not fall for that. You need to heal yourself first. And the way you go about that is literally getting to know who you are. Don't run away from your shadow. Your shadow is your mirror. Your shadow is your mirror. Think about that. The light is not your mirror. The light is reflecting from your shadow. Your shadow is the mirror. What comes first, darkness or light? Your shadow is you. Do not run from it. Embrace it. Understand the times that you had to do things that you may be ashamed of or that you may feel bad for. That was not your fault. And if it was, learn from it. But do not reject it, because what happens is the shadow, when rejected, becomes darker and bigger and darker. And it is not going to be okay with not having a place to express itself. This is its domain. You are your shadow. more than you are your light, because you are what has happened to you and how you've reacted and everything up until your life. So you can't run from that. You cannot run from that. And that's probably the you know, most important piece of advice I would give anybody looking, you know, at my podcast to become a better them, right? Notice I didn't say a better person. I said a better them, a truer them, I should say, because even better is not the appropriate word, a truer them. That should be everybody's goal, to be as true to themselves as possible. And that's not easy because, again, it takes really silencing a lot of things so that you can hear your actual voice and not be misguided by the voices of others. So yeah, I know I said this episode was going to be a little shorter, but it wasn't. It was all very, very important information in my opinion. I felt I needed to share this with you guys. You know, I woke up with very, very high spirits and this was on my mind. And you know, for some reason, I feel that this was something I needed to put out, you know, for those of people that listen to this. And I hope it helps. I hope it helps. Ultimately, like I said, this is my process to a degree. Obviously, I modify it because I've already taken it from the basics and taken it into myself and developed certain aspects of myself and my understanding of myself. And, you know, my journey is my journey. My path is my path. But the tools are the tools. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I want to put out to people, is tools and possibilities. Everybody needs to find their answers for themselves. And I always push that. I'm always so adamant, especially for new seekers, is find the answers for yourself. You know, get to the point of exhaustion where you can't, and then maybe seek, you know, another venue. But even then, like, you know, just trust in yourself that you're gonna come upon the information and you're gonna have the understanding that you require to do what it is you have to do. You know, whether it is to heal yourself or rid yourself of connections that just don't serve you, or you know, better your family and put yourselves in a better position, you know, whatever it is, it's gonna come to you. You know, it's about a matter of truly facing yourself. If you know yourself, nothing can shoot you down. That's just the truth. Nothing can shoot you down. So, fam, I really appreciate you guys, you know, hanging along for the episode. Give me any feedback, whatever you guys have any questions about. I know during the episode I said that I would answer certain things. So, again, if I need to give a little bit of a recap on some of the concepts that I touched, feel free to hit me up. And let me know. Let me know if you guys try the exercise. You know, I can give you guys also some resources to read up on in terms of like where this process was used maybe in the past in some of the ancient societies. But again, you have to understand, like, it wasn't really a process for them. Like, this was life. This is just what they understood. They just understood that the nature of energy, the nature of thoughts, the nature of the mind. And they just knew that. So, yeah. Family, Ashe. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to be dropping another episode probably next week around the same time, Thursday or Friday. I hope you're all keeping safe. I hope everybody's doing okay. Again, I know things are very crazy with this whole situation and everybody not knowing what to expect. So give this a try. I think you'll see that it'll help you guys cope with a lot of the things that's going on. All right? Family, much love. Peace. Ashe.